happening today. State and local leaders will be addressing recent developments in the proposed $2.4 billion sale of Aquarion Water Company. So back in October of 2025, you may remember, PURA denied the application for the sale. But then in January of this year, a Superior Court judge remanded the decision back to PURA for further review. And PURA's got to make a decision later this month. So speakers are going to be talking about this. And it includes a lot of people in Fairfield County, in the Valley, and that includes Mayor Mark Loretti of Shelton, who joins us now. And Mayor Loretti, you were one of the first leaders actually to really bring our attention, or the attention to this, I should say, on our show. And we had actually a bipartisan group of leaders. It was yourself, the late Bill Gerber in Fairfield, as well as Monroe's first selectman, Terry Rooney. And my understanding about the Aquarion water sale or proposal is that there really is a bipartisan opposition to this, not just at the local level, but at the state. So could we first talk about why there is such a strong opposition for people who might have missed this story somehow?
Well, good morning, and the morning's getting better. You know, there seems to be a common theme with the Connecticut State Legislature, and that is beware of the midnight vote, which occurred here with the legislation created for the Aquarion sale. You just need to look to see who benefits. You know, these legislators across the state want to talk about affordability. This transaction does not fall into that category. And it hurts residents like the people in the city of Bridgeport who can least afford it. You know, people at the lower end of the socioeconomic scale who struggle to get by, they're the ones who will be affected the most. So, yes, there is, and I'm happy to see that there is a bipartisan collection of local elected officials that have recognized that this is just not right. It's wrong, actually. It's wrong.
So, Mayor Loretti, you know, talk about how if the deal had gone through, and again, it's in the appeals right now, PURA not having oversight was one of the biggest takeaways for people to not like this deal. Talk about some of the major impacts. If the sale were to go through, what would that mean for communities like yours in Shelton?
Well, Aquarion is the second largest taxpayer in Shelton, and there's no guaranteed. Taxes are guaranteed. We've had stability with Aquarion for over 40 years, 50 years. You know, why do you want to fix something that's not broken? I mean, think about that. And it's not just Shelton. I think a lot of these municipalities fall into this category. We have some of the best water quality in the world. You're going to put it in the hands of an entity where no oversight, that is half the size of Aquarion? Why? You know, who is the beneficiary? I keep asking. And it's clearly Eversource. You know, I couldn't be happier that Governor Lamont vetoed what he vetoed yesterday. We needed him a year ago. Unfortunately, that didn't happen, and maybe this kind of went under the radar screen. But, you know, this, we're beating the drum now, and I'm happy to join a lot of mayors and first selectmen across not only Fairfield County but the state to do that.
So I've got to be honest with you, Mayor Loretti. I can't speak for the governor, but I kind of do think it fell under his radar. And why I say that is because it's a huge reason why he vetoed the original housing bill. It's a reason he decided to line item veto the earmarking in the omnibus bill from last week, because he needed more context. He's like, I can't pass something that I don't feel like I had a good process, or there was enough transparency, or that it was done correctly. And he has done this before. And with this, I don't know if it's just him. I think a lot of people don't realize what passed last year and why we're now in this place today regarding this deal and PURA. I don't think a lot of people, unless you were really focused on this, people like you or a Terry Rooney or a Senator Huang, I don't think people really knew what passed last year and what the implications would then be for this deal if it were to be an appeal process, which is where we are right now.
Well, that's exactly the issue of the midnight votes. You don't know. They do things you have no clue because everybody's sleeping. And when they have an agenda, when these legislators in Hartford have an agenda, this is what goes on. It's been going on for years. This is not new. You know, I shake my head at some of the legislators that voted for this thing. And I want to say, well, what are you thinking? Or maybe not thinking.
Well, and I think we did with the Aquarion deal, we did, that was the other part, is that we did see Governor Lamont get involved. No, not with Aquarion. That was the monopoles. You know, it all, there's so much to keep track of. That's the UI monopole that he got involved with. But to the initial point of Aquarion, I really don't know if he realized what that would mean. Now, Attorney General William Tong seems to be in the know about this, and he's been very against this from the start.
Yeah, I mean, he's no question he's engaged, and this is what we need. We need to protect the public's interest. We've been well served by the oversight of PURA with respect to our utilities. Is it perfect? No, it's not perfect, but what is? And you know, when you have dialogue, you usually get to a pretty good end place. But when it's a one-sided discussion and the turn the lights off and everybody goes home, no good could come of it. And well, it's not just the Aquarion deal.
Yeah, no kidding. What I think is interesting about that emergency certified bill that ultimately did pass, other than the earmarking, is that this I don't know, what would you call it, Mayor Loretti? The part about PURA that did pass last year, which is why we're in this place today, where PURA's oversight could be eliminated, essentially, that wasn't included. Which I think that is worth an emergency, is fixing that. I think we can agree that there's bipartisan support to fix that legislation that passed last year, which is now why we're in a compromising position where PURA could be out of the equation, and it shouldn't be. And I think it's interesting that that was not part of an emergency certified bill last week. But it's the only thing that actually is an emergency, a little bit.
Right. There's very, very little emergencies that the legislature would have to react like that. But, you know, legislators are not going to reverse their positions because they look bad. They're not going to say, oh, I made a mistake. I'm going to change this. You see, we at the local level, if you don't do that, there's a big impact. And sometimes you just have to reverse your course and say, hey, I rethought this thing. It doesn't make sense. We're going to do something different.
Right.
You don't get that out of Hartford. That's what's very frustrating. They dig in. They're just going to hold on to their position, and you know, and people pay the price. And you know, this whole affordability thing, this is where it emanates from. You know, they want to. You mentioned how the Education Commission is meeting today on the ECS formula. Well, they're up there passing more legislation that just costs more money.
Right, versus fixing something that hasn't been touched in over a decade. Yeah, no, I know.
So
I know. And it falls locally. It falls on people. It falls on the municipalities. So when an education budget gets cut, whoever's the mayor or first electman at that time, they get voted out. Someone new gets voted in. And the same problem keeps repeating. The cycle keeps repeating. And we can't figure out why. And it's like, well, here's one reason, because we haven't touched ECF funding, for example, in over a decade, but I digress. So I would love to know from you, Mayor Loretti, what do you hope comes out of today's press conference? I mean, obviously, you're bringing attention to this. Is there anything effectively legislatively, I would say, that can be done before March 25th and PURA has to make a decision on this?
Well, I'm surprised, quite honestly, that there hasn't been proposed legislation already.
Correct
this.
Yeah, I don't know why.
You know, everybody. You know, they know that the local Connecticut is not in favor of what's going on here. You know, our water is a precious resource. You can't fool around with it. You know, when you got something that's not broken, you stay with it. You don't try to fix it.
Right.
But this is what we do in Hartford. It's
crazy. Well, yeah. I mean, is that something that you're going to push for today? Or are you mostly just kind of bringing attention and hoping that somebody's like, oh, that's worth making a bill about?
Well, look, we're going to try to get it in there. But again, who knows if these legislators even pay attention? You know, you go to these public hearings and they get up and walk out in the middle of what you're saying because they don't like what you're saying. You know, it gets to be, you know, as you know, I've been at this for a number of years and I've seen this pattern.
Right.
It's very frustrating.
So
with the Connecticut State Legislature.
Let people know, Mayor Loretti, really quickly, and I appreciate your time. March 25th, PURA can still reject this deal, right? They could still reject it, or?
Right. Well, the judge remanded it back to them for further review to I know, something to the effect about what's in their authority, what's not in their authority.
Right.
But we need Pura to stay the course. They're here to represent the public, not the politicians.
Right. Well, and I think they will. I think the problem is will their authority hold up because of a state law now saying that they don't technically have a stake in the game? If this were to go through, they don't have oversight with this quasi entity. They don't have that. That's the problem.
Well, if that were true, well, how do we even get to this point? Why is a judge saying that now? That should have been nixed.
But isn't the judge saying it now because that state law passed last year that basically takes Pura out of the equation?
Well, that was part of the initial legislation, though.
Right.
That allowed Eversource to sell Aquarion.
Right. So what I guess I'm getting at is if we don't pass a bill that basically reverses what passed last year that takes Pura out of it, then Eversource kind of has a case then. Like if we don't do something to give that power back to Pura, Eversource now all of a sudden does have a case and probably could go through with this proposal, unless I'm not reading this correctly.
No, look, I think that's all of our concerns.
Yeah.
You don't know what these courts are going to do.
All right. Well,
these attorneys are good at creating mayhem in the public arena.
Well, I know Mayor Loretti, many other local and state leaders are going to be talking about this up in Hartford, and we certainly are going to keep our eyes on it as well. And I look forward. I know the clock is ticking before that March 25th deadline. So we'll see what, if anything, comes of it. But I appreciate your constant leadership on this and also talking about it here on WICC and in the public. Thank you so much.
You're quite welcome.
All right. That is Shelton Mayor Mark Loretti here.